Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Link to Leads Mastermind for February 2019. I appreciate everyone coming in. I'd like what we're going to do today is see if anyone has any issues. Then I'm going to talk about a few odds and ends, and then we're going to focus on the networking call today and do some role playing, or what I call hot seat, which will give us all a chance to learn from one another, strong points and points for improvement. Let's start with a little round robin, though. If you could briefly chime in and tell everybody who you are and what you do. Let's start with, I'm just going to go down my list as it shows here. Let's start with Mark. Mr. Friedman, can you unmute yourself and check in? Okay, I guess, Mark, are you there?
I am.
You're feeding back pretty mightily there, Mark. Do you have both a phone and your computer on?
Yeah, but I have the computer on.
So, Mark, if you could turn the volume down on your computer or unplug your mic or something like that. So, or you can go to your audio control and mute the computer version. So while you're checking that out, let's go to Ross. Maybe you can check in just a moment, Ross, and tell everybody about yourself.
Absolutely. Can you all hear me?
We can.
Hi, so I'm Ross Wehner, and I am a career coach here in the Denver area. I specialize in working with folks that are looking to make career changes and have experience as a professional recruiter for a large corporation. So I have a lot of experience in the interview and resume space and help folks get to better jobs.
Good. Thank you very much. Let's go to Steve Duke. If you want to check in real quick, Steve, you're unmuted.
Well, as Henry said, I'm Steve Duke. I'm in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. I do a lot of stuff, and I'm hoping to get paid for it one of these days. I work in three different areas. One is business growth consulting. Number two is exit strategy planning for those business owners that are within a few years of getting ready to exit. And I also work in the M&A space, helping folks sell their business if that's what they've chosen to do.
And for purposes of our LinkedIn campaign, you and I are focusing on the business growth aspect, correct?
That is correct.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to Mr. Todd Feldman. Quick check-in.
Good morning. We're in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and we are a flat fee financial planning firm targeting small to middle market business owners to help them marry their personal goals with their business goals, more so hyper-focused on business succession and ultimately the transfer of their business.
Very well, thank you. Mr. Ron Wills, are you there?
Hey, Henry, can you hear me?
We can.
I am here. I'd say a CEO facilitator with CEO Focus. If you know Vistage, you know CEO Focus. And I currently work with 28 CEOs every month.
Okay. You guys are all very concise this morning. That's good. And let's try Mark again.
I'm back. Can everybody hear me?
All right, we can.
So I'm in the Washington, D.C. region as well. And we go into businesses. We're expense reduction consultants. We go into businesses and look at how they spend money and see if we can find better ways for them to spend less.
Good elevator pitch. Thank you. And just coming on, Mariel here, if you'd like, we're just doing a quick check-in. As you can probably tell, you're unmuted.
Hi there. We're just doing an intro?
A quick check-in, yeah, who you are and what you do.
Mariel Miller. I'm in Monmouth County, New Jersey. I work nationally, and I help investors, professionals, and couples evaluate franchise opportunities for investment purposes or for career transitions. We also look at companies that might want to scale using franchising. Help them as well.
Very good. Thank you. So you guys are all very concise. A number of you have good elevator pitches that I think were planned out, and I'm glad to hear them come out off the cuff. Part of this is to see that you know, we're all among some quality professionals here. I appreciate Steve's bluntness. You know, he does a lot of things. I hope he gets paid well someday. Everybody's in different phases of building their companies here. I do want you to know that a number of the people here work nationally, as Mariel mentioned. And if you need someone to help anyone with career transition, perhaps adding an income source to their life, as in a franchise, transitioning their business, succession planning, all those kind of things. Everyone here is available and well-trusted. I can vouch for each person here. So just remember that, and maybe we can have a little bit of community building and some referrals going around. Okay, let's see, I didn't want to be on that yet. Okay, I wanted to just ask real quickly if anyone has a question or an issue or something that you might want to bring up to have addressed during this call. Anyone? Just go ahead and unmute yourself and throw it out there.
Yeah, I guess one of the questions I have when we are reaching out to all these individuals on LinkedIn, obviously only a certain percentage of them are going to be actually responding and showing signs of life. I mean, should we put in something for 6 months or a year down the line to reconnect with these folks in another time or two, just to see if there's a pulse on the other side and if there's anything we can do to help?
Okay. Good, I've made note of that. I believe that was Ross. Anyone else have an issue, a question you'd like addressed on the call? Okay, good. I'd like to ask the team here, again, I guess you all know how to mute and unmute yourself. What would you say to Ross once your people have gone through the 7 message drip that we run? What would you envision down the road to do with those folks? And I know some of you are in that phase where you've got people built up past the message drip sequence. What are you thinking to do with those folks? Of course, I've got an answer too, but let's start with you all. Anybody have an idea for Ross?
This is Steve Duke.
Yeah, Steve.
I'll venture out onto the ice. I guess first, it depends on how hungry you are. If you have all the meals you can eat, then I wouldn't bother, but probably not. So I guess I'd probably put them on some sort of a, not drip campaign, but some sort of a campaign to reach out in the future.
You mean through LinkedIn or on email?
I'll defer to you on that. I probably email.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve. Anybody else want to venture out onto the ice, as Steve said? Okay. Well, yes. So I'll mention here, I think it's highly advisable to keep in contact with people. And there's several issues involved here. I think I'll run a new slide so we can talk about this. What are the issues? So we run a campaign for 90 days, and the one on the 90th day is actually a check-in message, which basic, and we've sent you all the scripts and so, but basically it says, hey, Ross, how's it going? I like to keep in touch with people here on LinkedIn. What's the latest with you? It's very general. So we'll do that every 90 days if you want. But then there's several other categories. One is the person who responded and you ran the call. So in that case, they must come out of your LinkedIn session as soon as you complete the call. Now, we just put this out in the latest tip sheet, so I hope everybody understands. You don't want to take them out of rotation when you schedule the call because they may not show up or something may happen. But you want to make sure that once you run the call, now they should absolutely go into your email, your CRM, and whatever you do with, if they became a client, wonderful. If they didn't, You should most likely be starting to build up a list of people who you didn't close that you can stay in touch with through email. Some of you have email newsletters and other. If you're wondering about that kind of thing, let me know. Steve Duke, I know you have the LPW things. You can opt people into some of the drip campaigns that LPW offers, so on and so forth. There's different different things you can do. The next would be to someone who responded and didn't make the call. So in that case, what do you do? Let me ask you all a little bit. In this case, what would you do with someone who responded, didn't make the call, and you can't seem to get them rescheduled? Some of you have a direct experience with that. Some of you are newer, but let's see what any of you think. This is, after all, hoping to be a mastermind.
Well, since I'm one of the previous calls, you recommended that each of us make the call ourselves rather than waiting for the potential client to call us. It's always, of course, smart to leave a message and who you are and what you're calling about. One of the things I always do, considering the intro calls are scheduled to be 15 minutes, I let them know that I have the whole 15-minute, 30-minute block blocked off for them. So if they do get the message, feel free to call me back immediately. And oftentimes folks do if they miss the intro call.
Okay.
But the other piece to it is following up with an email. So like when they schedule it through that online tool and I get the confirmation email, putting it on my calendar, I now have their email address and I'm always sure if they don't make the call to let them know, hey, it's okay. Feel free to use this link to reschedule and I'm here for your success when you're ready.
Okay, good. And thank you very much, Steve. Responding to your own question there, I like it. And finally, somebody, they didn't respond for a phone call. Maybe they responded here and there, maybe they never. Well, let me put it this way. They complete the sequence. And I think this is what you're actually asking about, Ross. What do you do with them here? So again, We will do them every 90 days. That's part of our plan, but there, some of you here are already doing some other things. Let me get some of you to chime in. you have events to invite them to and things like that. What are you doing once you've gotten people through whatever it is that you're doing with them on LinkedIn? What's next? Come on, you guys. Let me pick on some people. Marielle, you've been working here in LinkedIn for a while. You have a quick 1-2 punch strategy, but what do you do? Do you do anything with the people you meet on LinkedIn after you have or have not gone through your sequence?
Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because I was trying to chat. So I need to back out of that question first so that you kind of get the reason why I'll answer it that way. So obviously LinkedIn is one of a variety of lead sources for my business, right? So depending on the type of lead, there's a different strategy for that lead to maximize that. So I look at LinkedIn. LinkedIn is just a vast pool of people. It's all vanilla. It's all, right? It's just an enormous pool of people. The best we can do is target my ideal client, which we've done. So we can target the person best that I best want to work with. So now we have, out of a vast pool of people, we might have, 700,000 people that match what I personally go for. So what I've done strategically for a reason is that I've put the word franchise not only all over my site and in my banner, but I also made it my last name. So you cannot get away from what I do. And I did that for the simple reason to screen people out. So if you look at my name or if you click on my page or anything, even just read my message, it says Marielle Miller, the franchise advisor. That's my last name. You know that what I do. You know that I'm in the franchise business. Either you have always thought about this, you had a curiosity, you're actively looking, you've scratched your head about it, you're kind of curious, right? You sure would like to get in on the next Chick-fil-A if you could, or you have absolutely no interest whatsoever. You don't believe in it. It never crossed your mind. You don't have any money. You would never invest in a business. Okay. So that's all by design. So if you connect with me, fair game, you may be interested, right? So that's the reason why after my connect, I want to know if they ever looking at franchising as an investment option or a career choice, an income replacement strategy or not. And if you say no to me, nope, I'm not interested, which by the way, I get probably 5 a day, I delete you. And the reason I delete you is because I don't want to bother you.
I'm sorry, you mean unconnect, right? Remove
connect. No. I just delete the message. I don't take them off my connections. I just delete the message because I don't want more follow-up to the guy who said no thank you to me, right?
Okay.
The reason is if a realtor, I have a realtor locally who drops a piece of mail in my door every month. Well, that mail costs her like a dollar. It's like a dollar piece. And I kind of feel bad for her because first of all, I'm not looking to buy a house. And in 2.5 years, 3 years, when I am looking, she's the last person I'm going to call because she bothers me, right? And she's wasting a dollar every month times millions, right? So I just don't want that to be my strategy. So all that being said, that's the reason why. And it's just worked for me last year. I made several $100,000 last year off of LinkedIn solely as a lead source. And that's sort of what I do. So I kind of see it as an unlimited pool of people and an unlimited pool of my target. And, I'm not looking to convince anybody at all to work with me. That's the last thing I want to do. I fight with Henry. I don't want to drip on anybody. Either you want to talk to me, you want to know how I can help you at no charge, you have questions that you'd like to be answered. With 30 years, I can certainly answer that. You're curious as to what's hot, what could you get in on? How do you make a lot of money working very little hours? Either you're interested in that stuff or you're not. So we've come to an agreement, right? Because Henry's got a lot of good ideas. And I think that if they connect with me, you know, they might not want to chat. So what happens then is they don't say anything. Okay, so let's keep them alive. So then we're going to send them an article. That's fine. And then we're going to maybe invite them when I finally get around to doing this to my executive briefings twice a week. Maybe they want to hop on that. but that's about all I'm ever going to do. Like, I'm never going to say, hey, how are you? Because there are millions of guys to talk to. Why would I talk to a guy who doesn't want to talk to me and say, how are you? It's okay. Just sort of not my methodology. It's very, okay. Very different.
All right. So Marielle's a little bit contrarian to where we're at, but she and I work well together. You all know this graphic. So Marielle is actually focusing on this Now Buyers group. And she feels there's plenty of those people out there for what she's doing. She might be interested in the soon-to-be buyers, but future long-term, she's really not that interested. She'll give the useful information thing a try. So I accept that. It's worked for her. I also know that for many people, cultivating the long-term relationships absolutely works. That's worked well for me as well as others. But I did want to bring Marielle in because I think that's an interesting perspective to Ross's question. What do you do long-term? And she says, well, I'm not much in for long-term. I'll do a few more messages and then let them go.
Well, Henry, can I just add one quick thing to that?
Yeah.
The first thing I said is the most important. That is strictly a LinkedIn strategy. Now, I have thousands of people on an email database, but these people are different.
They are
either purchased leads or some other way in which they, at one time in their life, raised their hand and asked for some information or some curiosity about a business investment. Okay, that is a completely different animal. And those people are on an unlimited email drip until they ask me to be taken off or they die.
Okay.
That is that. So that does work.
Okay.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I don't see that appropriate for a LinkedIn audience that's just so vanilla. Like, it's just such a shot in the dark.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much, Mario.
Yeah, that's just how I see it.
Appreciate it. Very educational for everybody. So one thing some people do related to what Mario said, they will download their LinkedIn connections. And that is up in one of our monthly masterminds. You can go through them and see the bullet points and find how I did a special little video on how to do that. So I'm not going to do it here. You can download all your connections. You can sort them by date connected. And you can determine when they would have completed the 90-day campaign that we run. And then you can put those into your own email campaign. Now, we highly recommend that you have some sort of email follow-up, a monthly newsletter. What I like better is a single monthly piece of content. And the subject line is about that content, and the email is only about that content, not a hodgepodge. But that's your call. Another person who has a long-term strategy, kind of the opposite of Marielle, is Ron Wills. I wonder, Ron, can I call you in and what your thinking is with all that you have going on? Now, Ron has a networking group. He has workshops he runs and so on. So tell me what you and I have come to on your long term. See if we can get Ron out here. Are you there, Ron?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a heck of a time trying to unmute myself.
Okay.
Yeah, my long-term strategy, in fact, I actually had a question that I couldn't get in last time because I couldn't unmute myself. But, you know, my strategy is to build up a base of just CEOs in the $1 to $20 million revenue company size. And those are my absolute target audience for CEO focus. And, you know, my feeling, it's this drip campaign has been working with those people. Henry, you've expanded my group of people from 1,000 when I started to about 2,700 now in less than a year. And, you know, I need next step. Now, this has been great because you've been able to care and feed these people for me for this period of time. And I've already picked up one new member. but I, you know, I feel like at this point I should be picking up several new members, and I haven't been that good at doing so. So I'm really looking to kick around ideas for next steps with the base. I've got one of my workshops coming up in May, and I really want to start tapping this base of 2,600-2,700 CEOs.
Right. Okay. Well, one thing you can do, Ron, is you can download those and put them into an email invitation. Here's the challenge. LinkedIn allows you to do that, but some people think it's questionable. Those people didn't give you permission to use their email for marketing. Though some people feel like that's not kosher. However, we've worked with probably half a dozen people over the years who do it, and there's never been a problem. And one of my coaches and gurus on LinkedIn named Josh Turner even developed a piece of software to do it with. And so it's certainly possible. Ron, what we could do is download your connections. Then we can separate them out by date connected and determine those that are completed through the drip sequence on LinkedIn, and those people we can put into an email campaign to invite them to your workshop. The other thing we can do is blast out an invitation to all 2,700 connections to your workshop. The LinkedIn has some problems there where people who... Everyone who's connected gets blasted when you do a blast inside LinkedIn. So we can talk more about that, but there's no question that you have a ready pool of people there with that 2,700.
That's interesting, Henry. We can do a blast out to that group about. In my case, it'll be a workshop. And I know Todd Feldman is working on a workshop as well.
Correct.
So I did not know you had the capacity to do that.
That
would be great.
I don't do it. We can do a blast inside LinkedIn, but we don't download your connections, put them into email and all that stuff.
No. I'm talking about blast within LinkedIn.
Yeah, we can do a blast within LinkedIn. The challenge one faces is that there are probably people prior to our program that are not your target. So that's something you all want to consider too. Some of you are just getting started. With that, I'll say that LinkedIn Sales Navigator has a tagging feature. So for those of you that are just getting started, you can go into LinkedIn and tag all of those people that are pre-Link to Leads program, and we can screen those people out when we run blasts. Ron did the opposite. He went in and tagged the people that he wanted to use, and we ran some stuff with them. Once you've tagged a list inside Sales Navigator, we can easily blast that list. Another thing one client has done is every time someone completes the sequence, they tag them in Sales Navigator, and we bring up that list periodically and promote things for them. So there's multiple possibilities. The strategies are different. I will say that we are automatically on your behalf every 90 days. We will send out a hey, how you doing message. However, that can be changed. Ron's hey, how you doing message actually invites them to his local networking group. So every 90 days, those people are going to say, hey, how you doing? By the way, I'd love to meet you in person at my networking group. Mine, it's just a simple check-in. Hey, how you doing? By the way, if you haven't seen it, I'd love for you to take a look at my little 10-minute video and tell me what you think. Marielle is talking about doing an executive briefing so we can long-term those people, even though she doesn't believe in it, and probably get some people to her program. Back to you, Ross, and I think we'll leave this topic. There's multiple things that can be done. What I will say is this, it's highly recommend that you do something after they go through the sequence. And you and I can spend some more time on this, but that's a really good question. Thank you for that. Any further thoughts from you, Ross, before we move on?
No, I just want to thank everybody for the various answers that they gave. It's nice to get the different perspective as we all have different business objectives to kind of see how we play the game a little bit differently to meet our needs.
Good. Excellent. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on here then. I want to talk about just briefly the number of connection requests. Somebody had asked me to, you know, couldn't we do more? They were doing 75 a day. We do 60. We do them 5 days a week, not seven. So our stated plan is 300 connection requests per week. The number of connections you get will differ depending on who you are, what you offer, who your target is, and many other factors. Some people want more, and they say, oh, we ran across a company that does, you know, 200 a day and so on. So I actually have a mastermind of, you know, LinkedIn service providers that I'm a part of. And I threw that question out there and I got overwhelmingly that we want to stay on the low end. If you've got quality content coming out, you're using a strategic long-term strategy, or you're Marielle. You're going to get results with what we're doing, and it's unadvisable to do more because LinkedIn is actually on the prowl for service providers like ourselves. And then there's a bunch of software robots out there that you're probably familiar with that are creating havoc for everybody, yourself, actual service providers like our, we're template-based, template and CRM-based, and so we have found that what we're doing is foolproof. There's never any red flags from LinkedIn, and we don't intend that there will be. Next topic real quick, and this is the issue of unconnecting. Some of you meet someone that is not necessarily the person you want to talk to, or in LinkedIn they said no thanks. You've got two choices. You can go up here to this more button and you can remove the connection. If you do that, I want to make it clear to everybody, they will not get a notice. They will never know that you unconnected. So it's very discreet. It doesn't put you in a bad light. You can reconnect with them in the future if you should so desire by sending another connection request. Our system will not try to reconnect with them if you unconnect, because our CRM can detect that. So that's the one. And the other, of course, is to send us the full name as it shows on their name line and their profile URL. And please send those in an email, and we can put them on our do not send list. And that means you're going to still have them there. For example, if you're Ron Wills, you're going to have people that will continue to get whatever blasts we do, but they will not be there in your regular drip that we are operating for you. So that's the two different ways of unconnecting. Another thing I want to look at real quick is a few things in mine here. I wanted to show you a string here with this fellow. This is mine. We connected. I sent out my initial message with the PS about, hey, let's jump on the phone. He didn't respond. Then I sent out an article. And then I sent out something about my video. Now, he said thanks about my video. Now, for some of you, that's an invitation to a live meeting. That's an invitation to a webinar. That's an invitation to your networking group. That's an invitation to your workshop, whatever it is. But he just said thanks. So my question to this August team, as you can tell, we have some quality people there that understand strategy. What would you do? This guy's never responded to me. And all of us, or it's a she, sorry, Janine, she has never responded to me all the way through. And finally on my message 5, she says thanks. And I was asking her to go watch my video. How would you respond to her? Anybody? I've got you all unmuted.
So this hey, Henry, is Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
I would say I would respond back, appreciate, you know, the thanks. Did you have a chance to review the video? And what are you, you know, is there any input you would like to provide me about my video?
Okay. Okay, very good. And someone else was there? Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, this is Ross, and similar to what Mark was saying, I mean, yes, thank you for your feedback. I hope that you found that content helpful. Please let me know if there's anything else I can do for you. Just kind of like leave them an open invitation if there's something that they want to follow up on from any of the past 5 or 7 messages we've sent.
Okay, so you're basically saying assume they watched it, okay? And Mark's kind of
assuming they watch it, but at the same time, it's kind of poking them. So if they didn't know specific, they didn't read all the way through it. They're saying thank you to be polite. You're okay. Just like reaffirming there was stuff for you there to go look at.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Anybody else? How would you respond to this lady? Okay, it's interesting to get your feedback. I would normally say, thanks for taking time to respond, Janine, let's stay in touch. I wouldn't push her too far. But actually, you know, I think one of the hallmarks of success is being able to learn from anybody and everybody, especially when you think you're the expert. In this case, I'm not gonna respond here, but I'm really gonna consider what you two told me, because that might be just a step up get a response going with her. So I do appreciate that. You both of you said I should mention the video, which is something I don't normally do. So that's really great. Now I'm going to go down further here. I want to show you another. Let's see, is this the one? Okay, so I've got, this is one that I went through a sequence with this lady. Here she said, at this time my plate is full. So that was the call. I said, thanks for taking time to respond. It went through some more, and then she gave me some stuff about her mom passing away. This is the kind of person, you know, I'm just going to leave them in my drip. I'll probably say thanks for taking time to respond. And I want to keep going. This person here I wanted to mention. This is someone, you know, we connected and nothing happened. And then over time, I put her through. Well, let's see, that's not actually the one I want to show you. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go out of this because something I wanted to show you, I think, not easily read. And we are already 40 minutes through. You guys have a lot to offer, so I haven't done too much. One thing I want to do now is talk about this networking call. So that call is the absolute most the tip of the spear for what we're doing, and we've got a suggested script for you that you know, of course, should be adapted. Some of you already had calls similar to this, but I want to make clear that this is networking. This is not a sales call. It is to become a sales call. This is another way to put this is a lead qualification call. And the basic structure of it, it starts with an opening of some kind. Hey, how you doing? It starts with questioning. You should be asking questions. A sales wise man many years ago said the person in control of any communication is the person asking questions. Untrained people will actually think the person talking is in control, but we know different. It's not sinister, but we have a purpose for this call. So you want to be asking, hey, you know, how'd you get into this business? I want to know more. You're writing software for blank, blank, blank. How, where are you going with that? All that kind of stuff. It doesn't take long. And then disclosure, which means a little about yourself. Now they may ask after you've got a few questions, depending on their personality type, they may say, oh, well, tell me a little about yourself. I'm going to do that as short as I can and answer the question and be concise. I don't really want to sell them too much. I basically say I've been in business for many years with small business owners and coaches and advisors. Right now, I'm a bit in the twilight of my career, and I'm totally focusing on helping people build their business here on LinkedIn. And so on and so forth. And then I'm going to go back and try to ask a few more questions. And finally, at this discovery, this is the key point where I'm going to try to discover what their pain point is. And this is a crucial factor. If you don't discover the pain point, you cannot really get to the point of making your offer. So this is the final piece. You have to make an offer, which means you have to have an offer ready to make. And I think when we did our plan with each one of you, we talked about what that offer is. Last month, I went around the horn and asked each of you what your offer is. And so this is the basic structure, and I pre-programmed this, but Ross is relatively new, Ross Winter, and I wanted to bring Ross out. And what I'm going to do is run a hot seat with him. I'm going to be his prospect. We met on LinkedIn, and I'm going to ask Ross to run his call with me. However, Ross, we can make this kind of telescoped. We don't have to go the 15 or 20 minutes you would normally go. But tell us a little bit, Ross, who your target is. Who am I that you are talking to?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, I do career coaching and development to help folks generally find new placements in their careers. And so the pain point is oftentimes something that's making them uncomfortable in the role they're at. Maybe they need to change locations. Maybe it's not a good environment. There's a ceiling on their growth, something like that. But generally the people I work with are at least in the middle of their career, if not at the director level or at the executive level. So generally they're individuals that have proven themselves over the years. Maybe they've followed promotions in a direction that's kind of taken them where they don't want to be. And so we're talking through their experience, but also kind of the pain points are what they can't really do on their own or the time they don't have to make it happen.
Okay. So that being said, let's go into this role play. You're going to be you, and I'm going to be an executive in ABC company. I'm a vice president in ABC company. I've been here 5 years, and I responded to your stuff because I feel a little bit stuck. I've got a good income and good benefits, but I don't feel... I don't feel value in what I'm doing. You don't know that yet, but who I am.
Very good.
So let's go.
So Henry, thanks for joining me on the call. I appreciate you setting up this time. I see that you're in the DC area. How is that working out for you?
Yeah, it's a nice place to live. Been with this company 5 years. Moving along, secure position. That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, I've taken a look at your profile, but do you mind telling me a little bit more about what you do?
Well, I'm the vice president of operations here, and so we've got some coders, and we've got marketing and sales people who I don't really deal with, although the owner keeps trying to bring me in because he's trying to be his own sales manager. I'm a little overloaded, but it's good. Keeps me busy, and I've got the cash flow I need for my fam.
Absolutely, I understand. Are operations kind of what you've wanted to do all along, or kind of how'd you end up here?
I just kind of one thing fell to another. I started out just managing a team and of coders, and they kind of felt that I was good at what I did, so I kept kind of moving up the line. And 5 years ago, I transitioned to this company because a recruiter came out and kind of grabbed onto me and showed me I could make more money over here. So it's just kind of the way things go. You know, your career develops over time. I'm not sure I can really tell you how it all happened.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's interesting because I work with a number of folks that are in similar industries. And so I can kind of relate to what you're saying, that things just kind of fall into place. It's nice when you work in that software realm to kind of have the industry going as well as it is, have things flourishing, to have new technological developments. And I feel like it just keeps things interesting along the way. Would you agree?
Yeah, sure. Hey, listen, tell me a little about yourself, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have an engineering background and worked for a corporate organization for a number of years as a technical recruiter. And through that, found that there's a lot of fulfillment in working with individuals and helping them find new opportunities, whether that was something I was hiring for specifically at my company, or now more on the mentorship side as a career coach. It's been...
You're a recruiter now?
Well, I did recruiting in the past, but now I really just grease the gears for folks that are looking to kind of make a change in their career. Having been in the room and on the other side of the table in the shoes of the recruiter or the hiring manager, it gives me a lot of useful insights that I can then share with the folks that I work with.
I see. Are you who you're working for now?
Yeah, so I actually started my own business. So this is a company that I've been running for almost 2 years now, and have been helping probably 50 to 100 people at this point to find placement at new opportunities that have so far been a wonderful fit for them.
50 to 100 people, boy, that's a lot. What are you doing for them again?
So, yeah, I mean, ultimately, it starts with kind of finding the right direction for you and making sure that you're on a path that's going to lead to fulfillment and probably building a legacy that you can be proud of. But as we kind of go through that journey, folks oftentimes find that there's opportunity to improve on a number of aspects. And so we'll dive into finding new job opportunities for them and executing on making it happen through personal branding, of course, resumes and cover letters. But then also, like, how are you customizing the message that you're sending and the way that you're answering questions and interviews to make sure that you're appealing to the interests of the people that you be interviewing with, more so than just answering the questions at face value.
I see. So you don't work for a recruiter. You're kind of a coach yourself.
Absolutely. And there are folks that I've connected with over the years, both through my past experience and kind of as I've gone this small business direction, who are recruiters who we could connect you with, depending on kind of what you're looking for, the industries you're looking to go into. So there is value in some of the connections I can offer as well.
I see. Gosh, thanks a lot, Ross. You know, it's great to be on this call. I just don't think I'm the right fit for you at this point.
No, absolutely. I understand. And I appreciate your time. I tell you what, I'll send you an email to kind of follow up on some of the things that we've talked about. And maybe at some point down the line, there could be a good opportunity for us to reconnect and to bring value to your career.
Okay. I'm going to break from the role play. Thanks, Ross. I'm a tough one there on purpose.
Yeah, that was a U-turn I wasn't quite expecting.
Well, they'll happen, right? So, absolutely. I want to go back and finish this. You were doing well before I threw a wrench in the works. I just want to ask the team real quick, what happened here? Ross determined that I wasn't someone he could work with, so he was ready to go off. But anybody else, what did you hear? What happened on this call that Ross might have changed? I'm going to unmute who I can here.
And I have an answer at one point too, if, after I hear from other folks.
Anybody else? Where did things, start to go south anywhere, or was I just a person that he couldn't work with? And a quiet bunch out there. Okay, Ross. What's your thought?
I think that the conversation turned when you became the question asker. I wasn't succinct enough in kind of describing my work, and we kind of went down a rabbit hole that way that took focus off of getting toward the pain point.
Very true. You allowed me to become the questioner, and that's a very important piece of it. And so I want to ask, I do want to get the team involved here. Anybody on the call, so I don't know if you saw that, but once you're in a call and you find this person who maybe just, they're not aggressive, they're not negative, they're just more of a high D, if you know the DISC, they're more of a driver personality. So they're going to turn the tables instinctively, not because they've got a problem, and they're going to start asking questions. How would you get out of that and get back to this flow? Anybody else?
So Henry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. So I was taught a really long time ago that QAQ thing, like that technique, that the way you answer a question is with a question. I mean, an answer followed by a question.
Okay.
So you would say, like, what do you do? And then you would say, you know, well, I'm really focused today on, you know, whatever, assisting professionals and exploring their options or something like that. How long have you been thinking about maybe this might not be the right place for you? Or are you actively looking? Or have you ever worked with a career coach? Or I don't know. But you make up a, like you answer it briefly and then you just flip it right back with another question to get your control back.
Okay, good. So you answer their question and then you end with a question.
Yeah, every time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody else on that one? Okay, so that's basically exactly what I would say, Ross. So this is going along and I ask you about what you do, which is fine. That will happen. And then you say, this is what I do. Let me ask you, Henry, blankety blank.
And you perfect. And that totally makes sense. I like the idea of that. And I think I'll probably just want to put together four or five questions to prepare ahead of time.
Yeah.
That I could just use as quick quips to get back in.
So let's continue here. We got a few more minutes. Thanks for everybody hanging in. Okay. So, go ahead and do that. Just tell me real quick who you are and then ask me the next question. And I want you to get, that's the disclosure step. I want you to move to discovery as soon as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a career coach. I founded my own firm about 2 years ago and helped many individuals kind of upgrade their career and whatever that definition of success looks like for them. But I'm actually curious for you. I mean, when it obviously we've reached out to connect about something that's. Sorry, looks like I was muted there. Sorry. Anyway, so I obviously we've set up some time here today, and there seems to be something that's less than optimal in your career. Do you mind telling me a little bit more about that?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that. You know what? I'm. That's kind of a deep question. I appreciate your asking it. Everything's good. I've got income. I got benefits. You know, things. You know, got a nice life with my family. But somehow, I'm just not feeling. I'm not feeling the love for this. I don't look forward to coming to work. I'm just waiting for 5 o'clock to come around to go home, you know, that kind of thing. I guess I'm not getting meaning or value out of working here anymore after 5 years.
Absolutely. And I mean, I assume at some point when you first started, it was much more fulfilling and it's kind of waned since then. I mean, what kind of things have changed around your environment?
Oh boy, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. Maybe I've changed, you know, I've gained some years, you know, we've had 2 more kids in the 5 years. We're kind of more dug into the neighborhood we live in. And I don't know. It's just, it's not as exciting and interesting as it was.
Sure. I mean, I understand. I mean, for all of us, as we grow and change, our needs and interests also grow and change. So it makes sense that as some parts of your life stay more stagnant, that or aren't changing with you, that they aren't quite the same fit for you. There's actually a process I like to go through with clients that can help walk through finding what that new opportunity is, what that new direction could be, or what we should look at that could be a better match for where you're at today. I obviously want to be respectful of your time because we're running up on this 15 minutes that we scheduled ahead of time. But let's either schedule something for next time, or I'm happy I've got another 15 minutes here. We could probably talk through it if that works for your schedule.
Yeah, we can schedule something. Thanks for offering that. That might be helpful. Okay, so let's break. That's good. You've got the offer clear, and I think, you know, you found a pain point. So any quick reflection on this, and then we can conclude. Any reflection from you, Ross?
I think that went well. I mean, obviously it was a little bit rushed since we're doing a more compressed time frame, but otherwise I think the conversation went well.
Okay, good. I think you've got a plan there that can work. We start getting you more of those calls through our system. We are coming up on our concluding time right now. I want to thank everybody for their time. I was thinking of bringing out another role play that would have been Marielle, but Marielle, you've contributed quite a bit to the call, so we appreciate that. And at this point, I think we will conclude unless anyone has a last minute comment or question. Go ahead and unmute yourself if you do. Okay. Then we will end this call today. We will be exactly 4 weeks from today for the March Mastermind because of the way February and March work together. So we will see you on Thursday, March 28th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go ahead and follow up by email if any of you have questions about what was brought up today or anything at all. And we'll talk soon. Have a great March.